people before profits is crucial.
The Reverend Kirk Laubenstein of Coalition for Economic Justice was one of many speakers who say unregulated ride-hailing would be more harmful than helpful. Among the complaints is that Uber gets away with exploiting its drivers. Deborah Hayes of Communications Workers of America District 1 explains that they're not treated as employees, but rather independent contractors.
Uber gets away without having to pay overtime, unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, disability insurance, because they treat them as though they were independent contractors.
The activists were urging state lawmakers not to rush to allow Uber and Lyft into cities beyond New York City. Will Yelder sits on the NFTA's Community Advocacy and Advisory Board.
Uber is not for the community. Uber does not build communities. Uber is not an employment agency. All Uber does is sell software. So for all you people out there who think Uber is bringing all these jobs to the community to make Buffalo so progressive, the only thing that's going to be progressive is the dollar that's going in their pocket from you.
Yelder suggested state leaders should instead invest in improving public transportation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.